96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We've heard the international cry, bring back our girls, referring to kidnapped girls in Nigeria. But that same phrase could also apply to human trafficking right here in the U.S., including the D.C. Metro. And tonight, we're talking about this issue after a local TV news broadcast this month focused on Prince George's County. Now, this morning, the county council discussed this issue. Here's District 1 council member Mary Lehman questioning Michael Lyles, executive director of the County Human Relations Commission.
You talked about the difference between adult entertainment, the legal realm of adult entertainment as a First Amendment right, and then the difference between that and the illegal or criminal activity that is human trafficking. I wonder if you could speak to the degree to which there's an overlap.
We have found that individuals who have been trafficked maybe started out stripping in strip clubs or adult entertainment venues, but we may find that as an attendant to human trafficking that might be going on outside of the venue, they might be working in those places. But we don't find in any real measure the criminal activity related to human trafficking going on inside these locations.
Michael Lyles, executive director of the County Human Relations Commission, is in studio with me, along with Prince George's County Deputy Police Chief George Nader and Gary Cunningham, deputy director of the county's Permitting Inspections and Enforcement Department. The lines are open. If you want to comment or you have a question about human trafficking, give us a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. 810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, now, the story that aired on Fox 5, it appeared to me to say more about strip clubs and disturbances in nearby communities that can come with them than human trafficking. That's my first impression, but and I'll start with Mr. Lyles. Would you agree that human trafficking is a problem that you're trying to address? And if so, how?
It is a problem that we're trying to address. It's one that we have done a great job of addressing thanks to the leadership of our county executive, the leadership of our county council, and the leadership on all of the agencies that we deal with on the task force on almost a daily basis. Since 2013, we put in place a task force that focuses not on studying the issue, but also coordinating agency activities, not only locally, but also statewide and federally.
What prompted the task force back in 2013?
The task force came out of the Human Relations Commission's meeting or conference on human trafficking, which was sparked by some interest they had at a conference. Our commissioners on the Human Relations Commission said we need to do something. So we had a panel discussion with law enforcement, state and federal officials, and local officials, state's attorney. And at that time, we brought together 200 or so community leaders and community members who said, well, what is the county doing about this issue? And so from there, Councilmember Karen Tolles and others on the county council, as well as our executive staff, kind of said, hey, we need to do something, and maybe a task force is the way to go at it.
Deputy Chief Nader, the police department has its own trafficking division, does it not?
Yes, we do.
Tell me about that, because, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's older than 2013, isn't it?
Yes. We started the human trafficking unit back in 2011 on the initial phases, and then we fully implemented it in 2013. And what I want to make clear to everyone is that the human trafficking initiatives that are being taken by Prince George's County are not because there was an overwhelming problem in Prince George's County. It's because this county wants to remain proactive and ensure that we're doing everything we can to address what is a deplorable crime. So with the Human Trafficking Task Force, we have two officers that are assigned to the FBI Task Force because this problem is not unique to any jurisdiction and sometimes cross jurisdictional boundaries where it's necessary for us to have the reaching arms of the FBI in order to apprehend these people responsible for this. So it's something that we've been working on very hard in Prince George's County. We feel, like Mr. Lyle said, that we've made great strides in the area of not human trafficking, but also sex trafficking, sex workers, prostitution in Prince George's County. We believe that the efforts that we've taken, where we're focusing on the sex industry as a whole, have reduced the availability of this in the county.
What's the difference between human trafficking and prostitution?
So when we think of human trafficking, what it is human trafficking would be when you force someone into labor. So when we talk human trafficking, there can be sex trafficking, there can be forcing someone to be an au pair or to do any labor without being compensated for that. So when the natural person thinks of human trafficking, what we think of is normally a female being brought from a different country, being brought to this country and being forced into the sex trade or being forced into labor, being forced to be a maid or au pair. And when we talk about prostitution, when we say prostitution, there's willing act. It's a person that is in the sex trade willingly, and they're doing this to profit from it, and they're not being forced, they're not being coerced into it. One of the aspects of human trafficking in the state of Maryland is that there can be coercion. So if you coercion, you convince someone to engage in this, then that's also human trafficking, and we've charged that within the county.
Mr. Cunningham, you're with the county's permitting inspections and enforcement department, what does that have to do with human trafficking?
We are partners on the Human Trafficking Task Force in Prince George's County. We've done a lot to address code enforcement issues within the county. One of the issues that the task force is looking at is adult entertainment. I want to make it first perfectly clear that adult entertainment is not illegal. It's protected under the First Amendment of the Constitution when we look at free speech and freedom of expression. There are gentlemen's clubs or strip clubs in every jurisdiction in the country. But the courts do recognize that we'd have the right to regulate them, to determine their hours of operation, to determine what can and cannot be done within those establishments. The issue in Prince George's County is that in the past, you had auditoriums, catering establishments, clubs or private venues, restaurants that were allowed to have dancing, music, and things of that nature within their business, but they've taken it to another level and started to do adult entertainment.
Mm-hmm. So, and help me with this, because as a person who was raised in Prince George's County, as a person who socialized in Prince George's County, yeah, I went to the classics, I went to the Quonset Club, all of those things when I was of age, and yet those were dance clubs, but they also had strippers, for lack of a, let's keep it real here. What's the difference between like a place like the Hangar Club and those clubs are obviously no longer in existence, the ones that I mentioned, but what's the difference between the strip club and a place that may have adult entertainment once a week or special events?
The difference is that until 2010, we didn't clearly define dancing and adult entertainment. We have clear definitions now of what adult entertainment is, and it includes nudity. So what we've done is we've defined specifically what is and is not allowed as it relates to these different restaurants, nightclubs, and venues. And what we've done is we've directed the individual club owners that if they want to have adult entertainment, they have to do one of two things. One, laws were created to put all of the adult entertainment into the industrial area to move it out of communities where we get the complaints, the nuisance complaints of sexing cars, trash, litter, noise, things of that nature. We're moving it into the industrial area. The other piece is if they have been operating in that area, they want to stay in that area, they can file an exception and ask to be grandfathered in to that that establishment and stay there and continue to do what they do. If they don't do that, then they are operating illegally in Prince George's County.
Let me quickly go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Shirley, calling from Washington, D.C., what's on your mind? Shirley, are you
Hello.
There?
Yes, hi. I'm just kind of taken back and appalled that this is the same mind frame as it was 25 years ago when I was being human trafficking at 15 years old on K Street in D.C. You know, it's kind of like don't ask, don't tell kind of policy. I remember being 15 years old on K Street in D.C. 20 years ago when we used to give the sergeant $50 and ride around in the paddy wagon, go to the precinct, He'd order us pizza and let us out 6 hours later. As long as the streets were cleared for a couple hours, they would take us right back to 12th Street on K Street in the alley and drop us back off to get a pimp's money. The sad thing is no one ever asked, you're 15 years old, where's your mother? How did you get in this? You know, it's not all about, oh, we're doing this because it's money. No, we're mind manipulated, a lot of us. Mm. And it's sad that it's still going on all these years later and no one's asked, what's the problem with these children? What's wrong? What we can do? How old are you? Where are your mom? Where's your dad?
Well, Shirley, I appreciate your phone call. I need to take a break. When we come back, I will ask the members of our panel about that. Some, as you said, some 20 years later or so, how are these issues being addressed? We're talking about human trafficking. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about human trafficking in Prince George's County. My guests are Michael Lyles, Executive Director of the County Human Relations Commission, along with Prince George's County Deputy Police Chief George Nader, and Gary Cunningham, Deputy Director of the County's Permitting Inspections and Enforcement Department. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Deputy Chief Nader, before I have you address what that last caller mentioned before the break, and obviously she was talking about decades ago in Washington, D.C., but you said this isn't, initially this was not a big problem. How many cases were there? I saw a report that back in 2012 or 13, there were some 130 cases of human trafficking. Is that accurate?
Actual human trafficking, that high of a number in 1 year, we not from us, not in Prince George's County. And I have the number. I have to find it during the next segment. I'll be able to give that to you. But if I could address Shirley's call.
Sure, go ahead.
And thank you, Shirley, for calling in. And I'll say that these sex industry has changed since then. What we find now is the trafficking is going on via the internet. A lot of prostitution is going on via the internet. We've dedicated a lot of resources, and I want to assure Shirley that we are not turning a blind eye to this issue. And I think that if we were, we would not have the Human Trafficking Task Force. We would not have people on the FBI Task Force. We wouldn't have units specifically dedicated to that. But I do want to assure her that when we encounter someone that's in the sex industry, we do treat each case individually. And we look at the person involved and what's in the best interest of them. And we try to offer services. We offer referrals to them. We do make arrests if we feel that that's the best way to try to get them out of this life. We do also do interviews. And those interviews are very in-depth. And they cover some of the very questions that you brought up. How old were we when you started?
She said 15.
Yeah. And so we asked that for each one of these girls. Are you doing any work out of a strip club? Are you doing work basically over the internet? Is there anybody else who's making you do this? Is there anybody else involved? So there's very in-depth interviews that go on each case, and each case, again, is looked at on an individual basis. So it's something that we're taking very seriously, and we're taking it seriously with the best interest of the person involved in mind.
Mr. Lyles, how serious do you think this problem is? Do you think this is a growing problem? Do you think that you're really making an impact? I know that the deputy chief is going to come up with a number, and we may not get to that before the break, but do you believe that this is a growing issue?
Well, I don't.
I mean, you're still employed.
Yes.
And this is a major focus for your office.
Well, the thing about it is that of all the different types of things that government is involved in trying to solve, there is, at any one time, more of an emphasis on one thing versus another. Since we have all been educated on human trafficking within the last couple of years outside of the police department, who have been dealing with it for a long time, we've noticed that the human trafficking industry affects a lot of children. Mm-hmm. And for me personally, if one child is being trafficked, that's a problem.
But you said a lot of children. Are we talking, what age are we talking about? Are we talking about under 10? Are we talking about teenagers specifically?
Well, in the state of Maryland and Prince George's County specifically, girls who are trafficked normally start in this being trafficked around 13 years old. Mm-hmm. Boys as maybe as young as 11. And that's following a national trend. So mm-hmm. Prince George's County doesn't look unlike Maryland, doesn't look unlike the whole country in that regard.
I want to talk more about that. I'm going to need to take another break. If you're on the phone, Twana, Terry, Timothy, Mike, please stay with us. Do not hang up. I will get to your phone calls. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More of this conversation on human trafficking, your comments and your questions on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
The Howard University Radio Network is W.